I've ever even preached a church or not, I don't know. I don't keep up with what I preach and what I don't. The Lord says preaching, I preach it. This has been bothering me for the last day or two. But 103 in Psalms. 103 in Psalms. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all of thine diseases. You know, they ain't but one name under heaven that carries a power and authority that we can lean on and go to him whenever trouble comes or whenever we just get down and out. And Lord, forgive me. Bless, O my soul. Bless his holy name. And I tell you what, there's not another name that brings joy to the heart like the Lord Jesus Christ. And this man, one day, whenever he come to the John yonder beyond Jordan, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God, who is going to take away the sins of the world. He is among us. He is in our midst. Somewhere in the crowd, John saw this man called Jesus standing. Don't you know that he stood out from everybody else because that he was the darling Son of God. He come to John and desired John to baptize him. Take him down into the water and put him under. His burial, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Brother, I'm glad that we still have a right to lift up our voices to the heavens and give thanks to the man that Isaiah said that the whole government had been laid up on his shoulders. What a load they carried. He carried our sins. I can see Jesus after shortly after the baptism of John. He come forth. Brother, listen. And the Spirit led him up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Brother, listen. You have never been tempted of nothing greater than our Lord. I was tempted. Yet he endured. He overcome every obstacle that we overcome. Amen. Listen. I can see the devil told Jesus. He said, look, the kingdom of this world and the glories of it, if you will fall down and worship me, he said, I will give you all the kingdom and all the glory of this world. Brother, listen, evidently that he didn't know nothing about. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It's never entered into the heart of man. Brother, listen, all the beauty and all the glory. You can look to the mountains and the beauty. A coloring book. I'd look at the trees and the glory of this world. Brother, how beautiful they are. But listen, I know that Jesus, I was looking beyond the glory of this world. He was looking to a place. That the devil couldn't see. Listen, the devil thought this world was the most precious thing there was. No doubt. But Jesus said, I'm going away and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself. I know today, the Lord, listen, he has all kinds of good benefits for us. Whenever maybe we're young and start looking for a job, the first thing you want to know what kind of benefits it goes on with it. We get off so many times in the year. We got insurance. Cover us. If tragedy comes, our brother is so great. But we got benefits beyond the glory of this world. If we got the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we ought to be a happy people. We ought to be a people that's a blessing to his holy name. There's not another name under heaven whereby you can have the benefits that we have. We pray and the Lord hears if we walk with him honestly. There's not an hour in the day that the Lord will not hear us if we walk honestly and true to him who, listen, is able to forgive all of our iniquity. Boy, when I come short, whenever this garment is stained with sin, and he cleans me up, he washes me and makes me whole, brother, listen, then I'm a fit subject for the portals of glory. And listen, and who forgives all sins and heals all the disease? We're in this world, and the glory of this world is filled up with the corruption of the devil. In there, and every disease that is imaginable unto man, we're facing and everything that the devil has to throw our way. But listen, I can see the writer yonder in the Revelation, and he said, and I saw a holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Brother, listen, and it went on, and he said that God would wipe away the tears from our eyes. You talk about the benefits over on the other side. We have to endure affliction here, but just through the doorway of death, there'll never be no more heartaches. There'll never be no more pain, and the sting of death will never be felt again. We ought to be happy. We ought to be happy on our journey. The benefits. We ought to sit down every day and count the cost. I see if we are living up to measure that we're going to endure that day. What's it going to cost us if we fail to endure our affliction? Never be no more heartaches, no more sorrow. No more crying. And the sting of death never be felt again. Now, I tell you what, we got a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And you know, I couldn't hardly keep from thinking about whenever the devil was showing our Lord Jesus Christ the glories of the world and all the things, the beautiful things that we see that comes to pass on its own as nature moves on the face of the earth and the things change for the beauty that we know we can't even scratch the surface what you're waiting on the other side. This thing is going to be passed away. What if we had the happiest people? They are. But because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many, the world's right is cold. We got people that's so cold and indifferent, they don't even want to go to the house of God. They find it's a burden to go to the house of God. I find it's a joy to meet with her brothers and sisters, to get to be with them just for a little while. It makes my day go better. It makes my week go better. And it seems like that there's more money for me if I'll lay down and put aside everything that hinders me. When I do that, brother, he'll make the way and make it a little better. Listen, we have a hard time because we bring it on ourselves. And then we walk around, oh Lord, why is this? Why is that? That's right. If we put our trust in, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless His holy name. If we put everything we got in Him, He said, if you would draw nigh to me, then I will draw nigh to you. He didn't say I'll draw nigh to you and maybe you will to me. No, it don't work that way. He'll let you drift right off down to the doorway of death. And through the doorway of death and meet the burning flames of hell. That's what happened. That's what happened. He'll let you go. He'll chastise you and try his best to bring you back. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. I'd like for David to come and get a song. Maybe it's been short, scattered. That's what I feel like today. As we stand, if you have a need today, if there's errors in your way,